she's my little dust coop. You don't know what I got.
Hope you're enjoying your Wednesday afternoon. Jamie and Locker with you here in the Green Zone. Taking your requests if you want a Beach Boys tune today as we honor the life of Brian Wilson, who died at the age of 82. The Beach Boy legend suffering from dementia over the last few years. And I know Beach Boy fans everywhere remembering their music, probably pumping it as they're driving home today. If you have a request like Little Deuce Scoop, let us know, 1-877-332-8255. We're also asking for your wrestling promos. Cut a promo with the Riders against the Tiger Cats, the Oilers against the Panthers. We have a couple more coming in, including Jeff. Your name's in the draw to win the VIP table this Saturday for our watch party. And a $100 gift card from Boston Pizza.
Oh, yeah, this is Macho Man Randy Savage here to let you know I'm the authority on these two games that are happening on Saturday night. Yeah, we have Saskatchewan Rough Riders and Hamilton Tiger Cats and the Oilers and the Panthers, and the animals are going to lose. See you there.
There we go, Jeff. Maybe we'll see you there. We're drawing the name a little bit later on.
Still got time. VIP table. In Boston Pizza, Acres 21, and $100 off.
There it is.
Giving away a bunch of other things as well.
And we have somebody who can rate these promos joining us right now in Green Zone Rider reporter Britton Gray.
Get the latest news on your team from the Green Zone.
The Daily Blitz with Britton Gray.
I'm looking in the audio list. I don't see a promo from you, Britton. I was hoping you were...
I've been busy. You know, a lot of rider news.
Okay. What do you think of the promos so far? What do you think of Jeff?
There's been some good ones. I've quite enjoyed them. I like how when everyone hears wrestling promo, just like myself, we all just do a Macho Man impression.
Isn't that like everybody goes right to it?
And let me tell you something. You say you love me like a brother. Well, listen to this, Hulk Hogan. I hate you. I hate your guts. And that's what's going to be left all over the mat after WrestleMania 5. Yeah.
But there it was. Macho Man.
I could rip one off if you want.
Like, wrestling promo. Without even thinking, just off the top of your head. You want to try this live without even scripting anything.
Why not? That's the fun part.
Locker just stood back from the microphone. He literally just stepped back away from you.
I don't want to get any on.
What do you think? He's going to spit on you?
No, I'm not going to go full Macho Man, but.
Come on!
Okay, Britton Gray, he wants to give you an example of what we're looking for your chance to win. I'm not even going to watch this.
Let me tell you something, Mean Jamie and Gorilla Locksoon. The cream will rise to the top on the gridiron because the football field's no place for nursery rhymes. But eeny, meeny, miny, moe, catch a Tiger Cat by the toe and toss them into a full Nelson, into a sharpshooter, because the Riders will win the game.
Yeah, nice work.
Start laughing there midway through because you guys couldn't hold it
in. Yeah, we couldn't hold it if we couldn't keep it together.
When you gave me my new nickname.
Gorilla Lock Soon.
Gorilla Lock. That was, there you go. That's what we're looking for.
Funny.
Just have some fun with it. If you send in a wrestling promo, I'm telling you, you have a pretty good shot to win. Your odds are good
you
to
can
win
this
VIP table.
Britton literally pulled that.
Yeah. That was just on the spot.
Oh, that's funny.
Oh, 1-877-332-8255.
We'll do the draw just before 5:30, Jamie?
Yeah. Before 5:30. We'll draw that, and we'll see who's going to join us. Boston Pizza, Acre 51.
Nice work, Britton.
Acre 21. I did it again! This Area 51 thing's in my head since our conversation yesterday. The Acre 21 location of Boston Pizza. Okay, let's get to the green and white. Is Kadeem Carey playing or what? What's going on? Because Locker, you, and I, we were all at practice today. We're like, ooh.
He was getting a lot of reps.
A lot of Kadeem Carey looks today.
Now, I do lean that way just because of the reps they got today. We won't be able to see what happens tomorrow, close practice, but we do also have to take into account that AJ Olette did log a full practice, but Corey Mace did confirm he, along with Roland Milligan Jr., have been cleared to practice, not quite in terms of contact for a game. So that's something to watch. Thomas Bertrand Hudon did not practice today due to a groin injury he suffered in practice yesterday. So something to watch. This is why the Riders brought in Kadeem Carey for some injuries. Add a little bit to there. I think they put him on the roster this week. I just have that feeling, that gut feeling. You sign Kadeem Carey. They can say he's accepted a PR spot and everything. He can say that. That's a veteran you bring in to play. I think we will see him, but Corey Mace hasn't quite said that that's the plan yet.
We talked to Dave Naylor, our football insider on the Green Zone, and his comment was that Kadeem Carey could make an impact right out of the gates. Is that something you agree with? Is it, do you think you could insert him into this lineup, the Saskatchewan Rough Riders? He's familiar with the personnel, the coaching staff through Calgary. Does he make an immediate impact if he does get to play on Saturday in Hamilton?
Yeah, I completely agree with Dave there. I think he can have an immediate impact. Just as you mentioned, familiarity with this offense already, this system, Mark Mueller, he was a CFL East Division. Are we saying All-Star instead of all CFL or whatever you want to call it? He was that last year for the Toronto Argonauts. I think he can come in and be dynamic. I know he's 32. He's going to be 33. CFL running backs, just like quarterbacks, they come into the league often a little bit later, so it's not like he's been running the football 200 times a year since he was 22. I think he'll hold up. I do think he'll have an immediate impact. And when I look at AJ Olette, some of his best work was done when there was a tandem, and I think that you can have a really good tandem between these two.
I have a question. How does he compare to AJ and TBH running style-wise?
It's the same style. That's why they really like Kadeem Carey. That's why Mark Mueller likes Kadeem Carey. That's that physical runner, more downhill, not really shifty. And that's why I think he'll fit in right away with Kadeem Carey. It's tough to, he is so dynamic. Like, I think he is one of the better rushers in the CFL. I was surprised when the Toronto Argonauts elected to get rid of him. He's been very good for a few years now, And so I fully expect him, if given the opportunity, to continue to be the same guy that was in Toronto that had nearly or right around 1,400 all-purpose yards.
Our Green Zone Rider reporter, Britton Gray, with us, of course, getting ready for Saturday against the Hamilton Tiger Cats. What are, else are we looking at when it comes to the Rough Riders leading in? Because the injury report out again today. While we saw Peyton Collins, he's kind of on crutches. We still have Kian Schaefer-Baker on. He was in the cart thing today.
I think Schaefer-Baker ends up on the sixth game, if I'm being honest.
But one guy who was he limited or not, yes, practicing yesterday, was Jorgan Hughes. And I was like, oh, what? No, no, that is not good to have the long snapper not practicing. Late Corte Moore was in there.
Yeah, Late Corte Moore was the one doing the long snapping at some point, and we noticed it, but it's kind of, it's inside. It's more of a walkthrough type stuff. Jorgan Hughes was there. He was just kind of off to the side.
He was there today.
Yes.
He was back today, and I was like, okay, that's good news. Because nobody appreciates the long snapper until he gets hurt and you see what the backup looks like snapping the ball. It's never, it rarely ever ends well without having a capable guy there. So Jorgan Hughes looks good to go.
Tomorrow is a close practice?
Yeah, close practice. So that's the one where they'll find out.
How's your drone pilot license coming? Just to, I'm kidding.
You have to do a written exam. Just wasn't
and
worth
they
it.
Go. Did they go inside because of the smoke today?
Yes.
Yes.
They did. Was it that bad?
Was a 10-9 when I got in this morning.
Was it so okay?
Once again, it's at an 8. CFLPA. That's the rules. If it's an 8 or above, you got to do it inside or figure something out.
I just
it didn't
looked
seem
for
that bad this morning.
I just looked for my. I have it up right now. I was looking at for my son's soccer game tonight, and it's now at a 13 in Regina.
Oh, is okay.
So yeah. Anything over 10 is very high risk. So It should clear out for tomorrow. They'll probably be outside at Mosaic Stadium for their final practice. Well done on the promo, Britton. That was a great example of what we need for someone. Are we able to pull you in to come to join us for the first half of the Rider game, at least? I know you have post-game duties to do back at the station for our watch party, but are you in to at least
probably wander down there for a little bit, hang out?
You're
buying food, right, Jamie?
You're a big pierogi pizza fan, right?
I'm not a pierogi pizza fan. Actually, from Boston Pizza, the tropical chicken, I really enjoyed that one. But the pierogi pizza, absolutely top-notch.
Yeah. That's my go-to there. I'll be having that one.
I'll just get the gluten-free Bandera bread and probably three of them. Maybe some chicken wings.
It's not a horrible choice.
Still to come here in the Green Zone, Gene Principe from South Florida as well. A double take with Double D, the Hall of Famer, Darrell Davis, coming up at 5:05 right here on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. That's for Darby, as we remember Brian Wilson, one of the main voices and writers and producers of the Beach Boys, died at the age of 82 today. Can send in your request to 1-877-332-8255.
Good call, Darby.
A reminder, tomorrow, the Saskatchewan Day of Caring, all six Rolco radio stations will be on the air tomorrow in the morning through the Green Zone tomorrow afternoon as we help the relief effort for those suffering from the wildfires in Saskatchewan with all the evacuees and the rebuilding that will have to be done in some of the communities, of course. However you can help, of course, tomorrow be tuned in to all six Rolco radio stations for our Saskatchewan Day of Caring. On the Green Zone, we will get you set for Game 4, of course, but we got Kevin Kaminsky. He is the head coach, general manager of the LaRange Ice Wolves. He's already like let us know that some of his players, like, can we go up there to help? Or these are young men. These are teenagers, 20-year-olds, right, that want to help. So we'll talk to Kevin Kaminsky of the LaRange Ice Wolves.
LaRange has been hit really hard, that whole area, right?
Yeah.
And the money that we're raising and awareness and everything like that, Canadian Red Cross is one of the organizations we're going to be helping out. So, you know, your money is actually going to a legitimate organization.
That is tomorrow, our Saskatchewan Day of Caring.
Hepbridge Farm remembers.
Jordan, open. Chicago with the lead.
On this day in sports history, it was June the 11th. It was Game 5 of the NBA Finals in 97.
Jordan fires for two. Yes. Jordan shooting. Yes. Back in corner set. Here's Jordan for two. Yes.
Yes, they call it the flu game from Michael Jordan. Game 5
flu.
The flu game. Of course, on the docuseries Last Dance, they talked about food poisoning from, like, pizza ordered the night before for the Chicago Bulls, Michael Jordan, as he dropped.
I've had that flu.
38 in a 90-88 win in the flu game on this day in sports history. Time now for the Green Zone 1 minute drill, the latest in sports. How about those Blue Jays? They continue to win. It is a 5-2 win over St. Louis in a matinee today, their getaway game in St. Louis. They sweep the Cardinals.
Their fifth sweep this year.
And they've won five straight series. They've won 12 of their last 14.
Yeah.
Over the last, I think, 4 weeks.
They're
the best team in baseball. Are the Toronto Blue Jays. Meanwhile, game number 3 tonight of the NBA Finals, Oklahoma City in Indianapolis against the Pacers. That series tied 1-1. Of course, in another day off for the Edmonton Oilers and the Panthers, game 4 tomorrow. But Cale Makar found out today he is the Norris Trophy winner, the best defenseman in the league. Tomorrow we'll find out who wins the Hart Trophy, though a photo was leaked today of a certain goaltender in Winnipeg who was pictured with the Vezina and the Hart Trophy. So, spoiler alert.
Not going to be angry at that.
Gene Principe coming up to preview game four of the Stanley Cup Final next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.
Went to a dance, looking for romance. Saw Barbara Ann, so I thought I'd take a chance with Barbara Ann.
Jamie and Locker with you on this Wednesday afternoon.
Fantastic harmonies in the Beach Boys, eh? Love it.
As someone texted in, they were America's answer to the Beatles in the 60s.
Kind of, yeah.
Well, they were kind of...
They were...
There, right?
They were in their own lane, but yes, there is a case to be made for that, I'd say.
If you have any Beach Boy requests, of course, we're honoring the life of Brian Wilson, who died at the age of 82. Send those requests in at 1-877-332-8255. But still to come, we're going to announce our winner of the VIP table and the $100 gift card for our watch party for Boston Pizza, Acre 21 location.
We're still getting submissions, Jamie.
Yeah, we are. You can... submit right up to 5:15. We'll announce the winner at the end of Double Take with Double D, Daryl Davis. But Burke wants in.
This Saturday only, our main event features a group of oil-covered men fighting a bunch of panther-costumed furries. You don't want to miss it.
There it is. Burke's in. You're in the draw, Burke. 1-877-332-8255. Cut a promo for our watch party Saturday night.
$100. $100 place to sit. You don't have to worry about making reservations because the place is going to be absolutely packed. Boston Pizza
on a Saturday night with a Rider game and an Oiler game. Yeah, I might be busy,
they might not let us in.
Well, I hope they let us in. I'm planning on broadcasting a show starting at 3:00.
It's trying to be funny,
but let's get set. Game four tomorrow. Gene Principe in South Florida. Talk to him about any adjustments that need to be made from the Oilers, or is it just, don't take any stupid penalties?
Yeah, I think that would be, the first adjustment is not getting themselves into penalty trouble. If penalties are even through two periods, for example, and each has three minors or something close to that, then that's fine. I think it's twofold. The Oilers' power play isn't quite at the level that they can be or have been. And their penalty kill is more of a challenge right now. And Florida, Aaron Ekblad's goal was a beauty on the power play in Game 3. But I think it's rolling their lines. I mean, if you've got depth but can't use it, what's the point of having it? And I think that's where Edmonton is at with their four forward lines, that they feel like if they can get into a 5-on-5 game, they like their chances. I'm not saying that their power play might not score three times in Game 4. They've got the firepower to do that, but I think they just want to get back to maybe a more traditional game. As for overall adjustments, for sure, I think one of the things Chris Knobloch said, the pride of Imperial Saskatchewan, is that, when you go through a series and you start to get some traction in the series, it's not just opening game, but now you're three in, and you may even look at what happened last year in the playoffs between the two teams. You start to decide, okay, is it just a mistake, a one-off or a two-off, or is this something that is a trend and something that we have to address, something we have to look at, and most importantly, something we have to fix to try and tie up the series?
Gene, speaking of adjustments, are you going from a 30 to a 50 block?
I am right now tanning my back as I'm waiting for the clock to buzz for me to flip over. Yeah, I wear 50. It looks like I wear 0.5, but honestly, there isn't like a decimal before the 5. It's funny. I think it's the world we live in, and listen, for any kids or young adults out there, even adults, for sure, protect your skin.
Yeah.
People think I don't. if I was working as an auto parts salesman and I was on a conference, maybe seven people would see my color or 10. But when you're on TV and 4 million people are watching,
you took a lot of heat.
And it becomes, yeah. Well, I do take a lot of heat, literally and figuratively.
Who's the biggest beach guy on any of the broadcast crews? Are you one of the guys?
Well, normally my partner in crime is Jack Michaels. Jack knows his way around a beach and a pool. Usually we're together on that, but right now Jack is doing the Oilers Radio Network call.
Okay.
And with me being on Sportsnet Hockey Night in Canada, we're at different hotels. David Amber enjoys his sunshine too.
Yeah. Okay.
And you know, I saw David Amber and Elliot at the beach the other day. The other thing is, you go to the beach and listen. You can
must be hot with Elliot in that suit on the beach, like
yeah, a little uncomfortable for him, you know. But yeah, hey, Elliot doesn't even sweat in those circumstances. The guy never sweats. I mean, he's cool as a cucumber. But Craig Simpson goes for long walks. I mean, that's his sort of way of. I don't know if it's preparing, but getting away from the game, which, you know, Chris Knobloch actually said today that that's sort of what the plan was for the Edmonton Oilers. He wanted guys away from the rink, and the next thing you know, there's 16 of them skating, including Leon and Connor. So it wasn't a, I guess, regimented, orchestrated practice. It was more just some drills.
Is Knobloch actually contemplating a goaltender change, or is he just playing the game? Like, we're all anticipating Skinner will start game four.
I don't know, 70-30 that he would start Stewart. Like, I would be, yeah. I don't know if I'd say mildly surprised. I wouldn't be shocked, for sure. I don't think I'd be, like, surprised, but I might be mildly surprised. I think the game was the way it was, and to say that it was Stewart, who himself, after the game, said, there's a couple stops I need to make. I mean, there's no one that's more upfront and honest about his play and when it can be better than the goaltender of the Oilers, but it was just an off game, I think, for the entire team, right? It just wasn't what they expect of each other. So to sort of single out one guy, but if they're going to single out one guy, that's generally who would be. You know, you're not tweaking too much with your top nine forwards for the most part. You're not fooling around by taking out any of your top four defensemen. You might alter the pairings. So we sit and wonder, Ryan Nugent-Hopkins is a game-time decision. The coach did say he will be making a change. So I took that as a personnel change, not a different goalie in. So I think it's Stewart. The coach has been quite clear in saying that he's got confidence in Calvin. It's not that he's not putting Calvin in because Calvin can't stop pucks. It would be because he just feels like he wants to give Stewart another chance, or Stewart gives them the best chance on a Thursday night in Sunrise, Florida, to tie up the series.
That'll be tomorrow night, game number 4 on a Thursday. A little bit more with Gene Principe, including more on those roster changes he was musing about next on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM. Jamie Locker with you as we're remembering the life, the career. Brian Wilson died at the age of 82 of the original members of the Beach Boys. And the songs that are still on many people's playlists to this day. 1-877-332-8255 if
that's
you
a good
have
point, Jamie.
A request.
That's one of those bands. Like a lot of bands, they have their moments.
You
and
hear
then
a song, it's like, oh yeah, them. No.
Yeah.
Well, you watched the generations at that Beach Boys show that was in Saskatchewan, right?
Yeah.
Like, all generations were there. You had ladies probably in their 70s,
yep,
80s there, all the way down into their 20s and teens, who knew the words to the
one
Beach
of those,
Boys.
One of those bands. Yep. Yeah, good point.
Meanwhile, we continue our conversation with Gene Principe of Sportsnet. Want to clarification on some of these roster changes, potentially Stetcher in for Klingberg, and you just mentioned about Ryan Nugent-Hopkins, so what's up with Nuge?
Yeah, so Nuge is another game-time decision. Something is hampering him, so I would say, well, I don't know, but I remember Chris Russell, whose father was in the rodeo, and those people are tough people, and former NHL defenseman, and his dad would say, are you hurt or are you injured? And Chris used to often say, when his dad would let's say that line, he'd get up because he was hurt. He wasn't injured. And so Nuge is somewhere in between, I would think, because, I mean, we
didn't take any face-offs on game three.
Yeah, so there's something about a hand injury.
Maybe.
You know, he's skating fine. He skated the other day. He did not skate today, but others didn't either. So, you know, I believe Nuge would play. I think the one forward that people, Oiler fans, are wondering about is whether Jeff Skinner might come in. He played one game, then sat, then played one game versus Dallas when Connor Brown suffered a concussion, which was game, I want to say it was game five, I believe. That seems so long ago, and scored a goal. And those would be the two guys, but I think bringing in Stetcher, the belief would be that he would match up again with Darnell Nurse. They were great when Troy was playing. So one, two changes, goalie change. We wait to see tomorrow morning when they skate. We wait to see. It would be easy if they just said, yeah, this guy's in, this guy's out. I mean, at this point, I don't think, you know, if you said Stuart Skinner is or isn't starting today, does that mean that the Florida Panthers are suddenly now putting together 720 video clips of Calvin Pickard to prepare themselves for game four? I don't know, but I remember once a coach telling me, why would you tell someone you don't need to tell them? So that's kind of where we're at with the Stanley Cup potentially handed out in game. Well, Oilers fans certainly not hoping game five, but either in game six or game seven, depending on what happens Thursday night.
Finally, Gene, outside of being completely baffled by the undisciplined and the unraveling, as Chris Knobloch said, one thing we've seen about this Oilers, I know there's some Oilers fans who are like, oh, no, that's not, this is now Panthers taking over. How the ability to bounce back, the ability to shake off, what have you seen from this Oilers team when it comes to resiliency that, you know, Oilers fans should have some faith that game four is going to be a completely different story from game three?
They shake anything else off. They'd be playing Taylor Swift's Shake It Off in the dressing room and not Pink Pony Club and play La Bamba. I can tell you that much. I mean, listen, the Oilers have not been, they've not been in an elimination game. So those are the end-all, be-all with dealing with pressure and responding. But, you know, down 2-0 to L.A., that's a pretty decent-sized hole that you've got to dig out of, and then they won four in a row. And I have to be honest, watching Vegas in round two, Riley Smith scoring in game three with 0.4 seconds left, that was a moment, right, where you're like, okay, you know, how do they come back from this? And they came back and had not one but two shutouts, including one, in the clinching game, game five, that went past 60 minutes. So they've met all their challenges to this point, and this is the next one. 3-1 doesn't sound like a whole lot different than 3-0 last year. We all know how hard they dug in, as Connor McDavid said after game two. You know, if you got it, you got to bring it. And listening to the Oilers with that sort of viral video that showed up of the Oilers captain, they don't feel like they're at that point. I mean, if you think you have to, you know, if you're at the point where, you know, there's no return, I don't think that's 2-1. I mean, then I think you're, you know, I always joke, I coach my daughter's soccer team, adult soccer team, and, you know, things aren't going well. And we're not the highest level in Alberta, but we're a good level soccer. And I always say to the young ladies, listen, two buttons I never press, the snooze button or the panic button. And you got to make sure that you're not pressing either of those if you're the Oilers. You don't want to snooze because you can't afford that in game four. But I don't think you're pressing the panic button. You know how big a game it is.
Yeah.
Of course. But why should you be, you know, worried about every single pass and play? You just have to go out and play, because if you play thinking that this mistake could lead you down the wrong path, I don't know. I've had bosses looking over my shoulder, and it does not make me more productive when I'm feeling their breath on me because they're waiting to see what I'm going to do. You have to trust these young men. They know what they're doing. Any adjustments, as we talked about, at the top of the interview, are being made. And, I love what Chris said on the day off, that, you know, before game four, he said, you know, players want answers. And sometimes they have them, but sometimes you have to provide them. And so it was right away after that game, it was moving forward.
That is Gene Principe from Sportsnet in South Florida getting ready for tomorrow's game four the Oilers and the Panthers in the Stanley Cup Final.
Copper Tone Gene.
Yeah.
The timer flipped.
Now he's got to flip over. We'll get the other.
Is of a nationality. He's Italian, right?
Yeah.
Wait, I heard him in an interview and he was talking. Well, I am Italian. He says, I don't need to spend much time out here to get a good base.
One of the nicest guys in the business. The little quick story about Gene. When I say nicest guys, there was one guy when I was a young kid, and I'd call myself a kid because I was 20 darn years ago.
That's a kid.
And I was, hey, this year you're going to be our post-game Oilers locker room guy. After every game, every home game, you're in the locker room talking to, you know, Jarrett Stoll and Sam Gagne, and do post-game, and then Craig McTavish's news conference. You're our post-game guy. Get the audio back for the post-game show. It was 2 or 3 weeks in, and Gene, before we went in the room, he goes like, Jamie, start asking questions. It's cool. You're one of us. Let's go. You can too, right?
Yeah, that's awesome.
Like, I know Jimmy and I have been here forever, but you're now one of us. So don't be afraid to jump in and ask.
He's
a
that
question.
Guy.
He absolutely is that guy.
You hear a lot of stuff like that about him. That means a lot for a young guy, like young broadcaster, right?
I have all day for Gene Principe. Time now for the Green Zone 1 Minute Drill, the latest in sports. Our game of the night's going to go with the NBA Finals, game
basketball.
Number 3. Series tied 1-1 with OKC Thunder in Indianapolis against the Pacers.
Jays, let's go, SGA.
Sweep away the St. Louis Cardinals. They've won 12 of their last 14 as they are on a roll. And A.J. Aulette, Roland Milligan, still practicing through the Riders. A little more Kadeem Carey at practice today. More on the Riders and the Oil next with a double take with Daryl Davis on 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.